Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people, I got disconnected. I got disconnected. Y'all already know who disconnected. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you, Satan, his angels, his wicked, evil hosts disconnected me because he don't want me to establish the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob law, that it's good and that his law is satanic, wicked, and evil. I must delete. His law must be deleted. His law must be deleted in this earth. So the remnant, remember I told you so many times that the God of Israel, he only after the remnant. He ain't after nobody else right now. Only his remnant. So Satan law, the law of this land, the beast system, that's what it is, must be deleted so the God of Israel law can be established in this earth, that it is good and true. So his remnant, the 10%, can take hold to it and run with it. I'm not talking about no G-O-C-C-I-C-P, no. Those people, they are religious. All of them is religious fanatics. They just like the Christian church, religious. All they teach is the same old stuff over and over and over and over and over again. Nothing in the prosthetic, no edification. The only edification they're giving the people is that they is real. That's it. Nothing else. That they got off a slave ship and all of that. That's it. So no, those people can't teach you nothing. I must, as the prophet of the God of Israel, establish his law that it, and if anybody wants the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be their God, they must accept his law. They must accept his law and walk away from all of this paganism that the beast system and the law of the land have set up. All of it is evil. Every last thing you see in this world is satanic. Everything that you people doing every day with your time is satanic. Yeah, going to work. I can hear a lot of y'all say, I don't do nothing but go to work. That's satanic. That's part of the system, the beast system. That's part of the law of the land. If a man don't work, he don't eat. That's injection in the body. So back to my law, 613. This is God law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 6, Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha. We on law number 113. To rejoice on the festivals. To rejoice the festival. What festivals? This is the part of the law, the 613 laws that's rolled up in the Torah or the Mitzvot in the Hebrew. It's dealing with time and season. Times and season, people. It's a time to worship the God of Israel. It's a time to glorify the God of Israel. It's things that you got to do that's written up in the Bible that you do to honor and glorify him. Time and season. He had holy days that the children of Israel had to follow. And they didn't want to follow when they was in their own land. And that's why they died, millions of them, and they got kicked out. And that's why millions of y'all is dying right now all over the earth, not only from COVID-19, all kind of death. Why? Because you don't want to keep the law of the God of Israel. You want to uphold the law of the land. And that's what's taking you people down, just like it took our ancestors down. So times and seasons, this section of the law, we on law number 112, to celebrate festivals. Exodus 23:14. Let's go to that, people. Exodus 23:14. We just read that. Let's go to the next law. Law number 113, to rejoice on the festivals. Deuteronomy 16:14. Let's go to that. To rejoice on the festivals. Deuteronomy 16:14, people. Let's read it. Come on. Let me help y'all, people. Y'all need some serious help. I know I need some, and I'm trying to help my own self as well as you. Deuteronomy 16:14. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son, and thy daughter, and thy manservant, and thy maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within the gates. Israel was told that must rejoice in thy feast. What feast is that? All of the holy days that the God of Israel set up in this earth for his creation, children of Israel and the Gentiles to follow. And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast. It said Hebrew number for feast 2282, a festival, Solomon feast day, sacrifice, Solomony. So all the holy days that's written up in the 613 laws of the Bible. All the holy days that's written up in the Torah, the Old Testament, the Hebrew scrolls. The children of Israel had festivals and feast days, which are the holy days. That's why they wanted to tell you that the new year is January. Because they don't want you to keep a bill, which is the beginning of months, which is the first holy day of the year. The first holy day of the year, the first feast of the year, is Abib. The Hebrew Israelites, Hebrew nation, new year. That's the first one. Feast me. To sacrifice, a festival. Anytime you have a feast, you got to have a festival. Don't the law of this land, when New Year's come, don't they have a festival? Let me talk to you people. When New Year come, all the satanic holidays that's connected with this world and the law of the land, all of their holidays, they have feasts, a lot of food, right? New Year's, Mother's Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, all of them have a lot of food, and they have a festival over there. New Year on New York. It's okay, leave them alone. No, leave him alone. He's going back out. Just lock the door. You keep trying to leave the door open. That's crazy. So they have a feast and they have festival. The ball drop and all of that. And they have about thousands and thousands of people standing there and drinking and walking and dressed up and all their costumes and all of that stuff. Every holiday, they have a feast, which is a buffet of food, and they have a festival. Halloween, that's another holiday. That's another holiday. They have a festival. Everybody, all the little kids get dressed up in costumes and walk up and down the street, knocking on people's doors, trying to get candy. That's another festival. It's another feast. 4th of July is coming up. Another satanic holiday. I know you people don't want to believe it, but it's true. They got, you know, they tell everybody, meet us down here. We're going to have the fireworks. We're going to have barbecue rib and potato salad and macaroni and cheese and chop and all kind of stuff. That's another feast. The festival is that you gather together and go watch the fireworks. Put your red, white, and blue on and your star t-shirts and your red and white blue flag t-shirts and flag hats and all of that to represent your wonderful country, America. So it's another festival and a holiday. So just like you people believe in your mind and you got to uphold all these holidays and all these feast days and all these festival days, and you don't want to keep holy days, and you don't want to keep the God of Israel feast days and his festivals. Because the children of Israel had to do festivals. So that's why I say you Hebrew Israelites that say y'all into the truth and know the truth. What truth do you know? What truth do you know? Something that was taught to you by your elders? The truth is the prophetic. That's what truth is, the prophetic. Prophecy, prophetic, the God of Israel speaking to you, telling you what to tell the people and how to tell them and when to tell them and what to tell them. That's what the truth is. It's the prophetic. And if you people, if you Hebrew Israelites ain't speaking of the prophetic, y'all need to sit down because you ain't giving the people nothing but a same old watered down religion and a doctrine of man that you taught, that you learned from your elders. The same thing. That's why you people keep teaching the same thing over and over and over and over again, because that's all you know. That's all you was taught by your elders. Your elders weren't in the prophetic. You're not in the prophetic. You don't understand the prophetic. So the God of Israel have festivals that he wants the children of Israel to keep. So yes, Hebrew Israelites, ones that's in the truth, you say, what festival is y'all doing on Passover? What festival is y'all doing on Feast of Unleavened Bread? What festival? All I see y'all doing is go rent some satanic hall. Or you don't pay money to rent or something like that. Or you don't went to some campground and gave some Edomite, some white man, some money to rent his campground. Or you in your churches, your pagan satanic church that you don't rent a building. Call yourself having church and having your holy days and stuff up in there. Man, sit down. Y'all people need to sit down. Tell you. Sit down somewhere. Because all y'all is doing the same thing that your ancestors did when they was in Jerusalem. Defiling the holy days. Next law. Law number 114. To appear in the sanctuary on the festivals. Deuteronomy 16:16. Same chapter, Deuteronomy 16:16 verse. Three times in a year shall all the males appear before Ahiah, thy God, in the place which he shall choose in the feast of unleavened bread. Yes, sis, what is it? I'll call you back. I'm on the radio. I'll call you back, okay? Sick how? Okay, he at home, right? Okay, I got to call you back. I'll call you back. Deuteronomy 16:16. The rest on the first day. Deuteronomy 16:16. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before Ahiah thy God in the place which he shall choose. See, you cannot choose where you want to have the feasts of the God of Israel. You can't choose no halls and no campground and, you know, no churches that you done built and set up. You have to let the God of Israel choose where he wants to have his feasts. And most of 98.6 of you elders and pastors and leaders, y'all can't even hear the God of Israel. The God you hear is Satan. The God you hear is your Jesus. You think that's the God of Israel telling you that and telling you to do? No. He's never going to tell you to do nothing outside of what's already written. Let me say that again. CDI, where you headed? Huh? Excuse me, people. Don't go nowhere, okay? Okay. So, yeah, people, the God of Israel is only going to tell you where he want to have his feast. He's going to choose in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, in the feast of tabernacle. The feast of unleavened bread is the next day after Passover. The feast of weeks is Pentecost. Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. On the day of Pentecost, it was all in one place, gathered together. A week is Pentecost. So Peter, Paul, and all the rest of the disciples, they kept the holy days. That's why they was, and remember when the Son of God got ready to go back to sit on the right hand of his Father. He told Peter and all the rest of the disciples that came to Galilee, a 7-day journey. Before he went up on a cloud, he told them to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise. And that's what they did. And that promise, which was the Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks, is when the Holy Spirit endowed the disciples with the women. Remember the women? It was the women and the men up in the upper room they caught. So it was not only the men that was speaking with cloven tongues of fire. It was also the women. But see, you don't have that history, and you don't have that documentation. Why? Because it been took away from us. They always aiming everything back towards Peter and John and the men. They don't want the women to do nothing but sit down and be quiet. That's another doctrine that have been taught by the law of this land, not from the God of Israel. He never told a woman to sit down and be quiet. Never. And he never will. They are rulers and conquerors just like a man is. That's what he told them when they got in the garden. God, subdue and fill this earth with dominion. Conquer this earth with dominion. He told Adam and Eve that. Hell. Hold on, people. Dorothy, get in here. Excuse me, people. Excuse me. Let me mute you for 1 minute, people. I got a problem. Let me mute y'all for 1 minute. Okay, people, y'all got to give me another minute. I'm sorry. I got an emergency right now. I'm dealing with some retarded people. I'm sorry. One moment. All right, people, yeah. When you're dealing with people that don't have much sense, it's hard to operate people. Let me tell you that right now. So I choose to be around people with sense. Because when I'm around people ain't got none, it just really irritates me. But anyway, people, let me go back to what I was talking to you about. Next law. So you can't choose what you want to have, unleavened bread and this and that and all of that. You got to let the God of Israel choose it. Law number 115, to remove leaven on the eve of Passover. To remove leaven on the evening of Passover. Exodus 12:15. We already told you that. Right after Passover, when the sun go down, it's a new day. According to the Hebrew scrolls, it's a new day. Every day that the sun go down, it's a new day. Sun down to sun down. Sun down to one day, sun down to the next day, it's 24 hours in a day. It ain't at 12 o'clock at night and 6 in the morning and all that stuff you've been taught and believe. All that is satanic, man, I'm telling you. Law number 115, we read that one, to remove leaven on the eve of Passover. Law number 116, to rest on the first day of Passover. To rest on the first day of Passover. Let's go to that. Exodus 12:16. And then they have another one, Leviticus 23:8. And in the first day, there should be a holy convocation. In the seventh day, there should be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work should be done in them, save that which every man must eat. That only may be done of you. Exodus 12:15. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day, you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eat leaven bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. 7 days, I told you. You should eat unleavened bread. No food with yeast in it. That's what unleavened means, no yeast in your food. Even the first day, you shall put away leaven out of your house. So the first day of feast, the feast of unleavened bread, you got to get rid of all the flour and cakes and donuts and pies and stuff out of your house. It cannot even be in your house. But whosoever eat leavened bread from the first day, even the seventh day, that soul should be cut off from Israel. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Everybody that's eating unleavened bread and not putting leaven out of their house. You Christians that say you spiritual Israel, which is not true. You Gentiles that say God is your father. You must put leaven out of your house. And if you don't, you will be cut off from the God of Israel and from the congregation of the house of Israel. And in the first day, Exodus 12:16, times and seasons, that's the section of the law we're teaching about today. And the first day, there should be a holy convocation. And in the seventh day, there should be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work should be done in themselves, that which every man must eat, that only may be done. So the first day of unleavened bread, you must have a holy convocation. And on the seventh day, you must have a holy convocation, which is a feast and a festival. Feast and a, you notice how the children of this world, they parade up and down the street. They got all kind of festivals and all kind of parades and stuff for their holidays and days that they set up to be sacred days. They got all kind of pagan festivals and stuff set up for their God Satan. The God of Israel. The children of Israel, they had festivals that they had to parade up and down the street and dress up and put their costumes on for the God of Israel on his holy days. Nobody is serving the God of Israel, people. Let me tell you that again. No one is serving the God of Israel. Everybody caught up into religion, caught up into serving the law of this land, caught up into the beast system. Everybody. That's why the Bible says only 10% that's going to listen, which is a very small number. Out of 100% of people, only 10 going to listen. 10%. Everybody caught up into the well of the beast and its system and the law of the land, or the laws of the land. So a holy convocation right here in Exodus 12:16 for law number 115. It said, in the first day of unleavened bread, there should be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day. But it's convocation. Hebrews 47:44. Something called out, that is a public meeting, the person or the place, also a rehearsal, assembly, calling, reading, a holy convocation. It's assembly, assembling ourselves together as the Hebrew nation and as the Hebrew people serving the Hebrew God. No, it's not Jesus. No, it's not Jehovah. No, it's not Jesus. No, it's not Jehovah. No, it's not YHWH, no, it's not Yahweh. No, it's not Allah. No, it's not Buddha. No, it's not no one or nobody but the same God that led the children of Israel, our ancestors, out of Egypt. The same God that told Noah to build an ark, which took him 100 years to build. And within 100 years, maybe I think it was 120 years when you go to the book of Jasher and do the research, and he was telling people it was going to rain and they need to get with the God of Israel, stop serving all their gods, stop serving all their religion, stop serving all their laws of the land, stop holding up their beast system. Same thing that you people holding up and doing today. It's the same God that destroyed the old world. Well, it was only Noah, his son, his three sons, they three wives and his wife on the ark and the animals. Everybody else died. Everybody else died, people. Holy convocation. Y'all don't want to keep these. Y'all don't want to keep them, though. You can't wait till 4th of July come. And Father's Day and Mother's Day. Y'all spend so much money, time on these holidays every year. You spend billions and millions of dollars every year on some false, wicked days that you're government and all the people that think they rule this world set up for you to do. Millions of dollars. And the God of Israel ain't told you to spend no millions of dollars and none of that stuff. All he wanted you to do is do what the Torah and the law told you to do, Israel. Next law. Law number 116. To rest on the first day of Passover. We read that. Okay, that's where we at now. Law number 116. Let's read Leviticus 23:7 for that same law. Leviticus 23:7. And the first day, talking about unleavened bread again, you should have a holy convocation. You should do no severe work therein. Law number 117, not to do work on the first day of Passover. We just read that. Let's go to the next law. Law number 118, to rest on the seventh day of Passover. We just read that. Let's go to Law 119. Not to do work on the seventh day of Passover. We just read that. Let's keep going. Law number 120. To eat matzah, unleavened bread, on the first night of Passover. We just read that and went through that, that you cannot eat nothing with leaven in it. The first day of unleavened bread. Law number 121. That no leaven be in the Israelites' possession during Passover. Exodus 12:19. We went over that. You cannot have leaven in your house at all. You must get rid of all the leaven out of your house. Law number 122. Not to eat any food containing leaven on the Passover. Exodus 12:20. You want to read that? Can't have no leaven. We read that. Not to eat leaven on Passover. Exodus 13:3. Let's go to that one. These are two different holy days. Passover and unleavened bread. Exodus 13:3. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, For by strength of hand, a higher brought you out from this place. There shall no leaven be eaten, no leavened bread be eaten. Exodus 13:4. This day came you out in the month of Abib. So the children of Israel, they came out of Egypt in March. Either March or April in the Hebrew mean Abib. The beginning of months. The new year for the children of Israel. Next law. Law number 122. Okay, I did. Okay. Law number 123. Not to eat leaven on Passover. We went over there. Exodus 13:3. Law number 124. That leaven should not be seen in the Israelite homes during possession. Exodus 13:7. You can read that. Law number 125. To discuss the departure from Egypt on the first night of Passover. So when Passover come, the children of Israel was told that every year when we have Passover, we have to talk about what happened on the night that we left Egypt. That's law number 125. Bible verse is Exodus 13:8. Law number 126, not to eat leaven after midday on the 14th day of Nisan, Deuteronomy 16:3. Let's read that. Deuteronomy 16:3. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it 7 days shall thou eat unleavened bread, therewith even the bread of affliction. But thou camest out forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. Do y'all Christians hear that? Do y'all people hear that? Deuteronomy 16:3, but law number 126. You must keep the law. Ceremonial, dietary, moral, and civil laws that make up the 613 laws of the God that put you here. You cannot eat leavened bread for 7 days. We have to remember the affliction. Deuteronomy 16:3. When we was in Egypt, when our ancestors came out of Egypt, that's how important it is to keep unleavened bread and Passover. And all the feasts are important because all the feasts means something and represents something in the earth. You have to remember the day of affliction. How can you remember the day of affliction that our ancestors came out of Egypt? Even you Christians that say y'all spiritual Israel. How can you remember that day if you don't keep on leavened bread? There's no way possible that you will ever remember that day and keep it. Law number. CDI, could you get him some food, please, on the back? Thank you. Law number 127. To count 49 days from the time of cutting the omer, first sheaf of the barley harvest. This got everything to do with Pentecost right here. Leviticus 23:15. Let's get that. Because you people, you Christians think Pentecost is all about being filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and all of that. That's what you people really, really, really teach and focus on. But that's not what it's all about. That's not what Pentecost is all about. It was about the children of Israel having their own food when they got to the land of Canaan. And they had to count 49 days before they could cut the sheep and give it to the priest, and the priest can offer it to the God of Israel. Let's read that. Leviticus 23:15. Leviticus 23:15. And you shall count unto you from the morrow, after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the way offering, 7 Sabbaths. Leviticus 23:15 for law number 127. You got to count 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even until tomorrow. Even until tomorrow. After the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto Ahiah. You got to count. It's called a Feast of Weeks. It's a holy day that the children of Israel kept, our ancestors and the disciples, and Peter and all the rest of them, Paul. You got to count unto the tomorrow after the Sabbath, which that would be the first day of the week, a Sunday, from the day that you brought the sheep away offering. See, the children of Israel had their own food. They had their own grain. They own cattle. They own everything. They had to work for the God of Israel in the land, in the earth. There's no way possible that you really can keep the day of Pentecost. I'm talking to you Hebrew Israelites that say y'all in the truth. There's no way possible that you can actually keep it. Because guess what? Y'all people don't got your own food. You don't got nothing to wave. You ain't got no priest to offer it to the God of Israel. You don't got no priest. It's got to be the Levites. Why you don't have no priest? Why you don't have your own food? Why you Christians believe Pentecost got everything to do with the Holy Ghost, you could say? Being filled with the Holy Ghost. First of all, the Holy Spirit is not a ghost. You out of line right there for even calling the Holy Spirit a ghost or trying to call her a ghost, because you're not identifying her. It ain't no man, number one. And number two, she's not a ghost. So what is you people talking about, and what are you people learning, and what are your satanic leaders teaching you? How you going to call the Mother Earth, the Holy Spirit, a ghost, and a man? We was created in their image. He said, let us, who is us? There's more than one person up there. Let us create man in our own image. And in the image, he created them, male and female. Why? Because it had to be a female somewhere around. It had to be a female somewhere around us. Let us make man. So it wasn't just the God of Israel making and creating. He had a team up there with him, the Holy Spirit and the Son of God, Yeshua. She not a man. She's not a man. That's why you have women in the earth, because the Holy Spirit is the mother earth. She's the mother of the earth. And God is the father of the earth. And he sent his, they sent their son back. They sent their family up in heaven. Think we have family in the earth, man. Why do you think we have family? Man, women, and children. Because they are a family in heaven. The father, the son, the father, the mother, and the son. Yeah, you people have been taught wrong. The law of the land twisted so much stuff. Got you people all screwed up. Totally screwed up. 100. So the day of Pentecost have everything to do with the children of Israel counting seven Sabbaths from the day that the God of Israel told them to plant their whatever it was that they had to plant in half, represent Pentecost. Penti means 50. You have first fruits. That's another holy day that's written up right here in Leviticus 23. You have first fruits, times and seasons, according to the Bible. What you're supposed to be keeping, Israel and Gentiles. You have first fruits. The children of Israel, when they got to Canaan, the first fruits mean this. When they got to Canaan, the God of Israel told them to plant fruit trees, to plant all kind of fruit trees in Canaan, Africa, Jerusalem. That's where Canaan is. That's why they call it first fruits. And I think they had to wait 3 years, if I'm not mistaken, before, you know, they had to wait 3 years before they was even allowed to eat off the fruit trees. Because the God of Israel, higher, he wanted to sanctify all the fruit trees that the children of Israel had planted. It took 3 years for that to happen. Hey, sister, hey. You finally did see it, huh? Yeah, I sent you a text, so you did get the text. Oh, man. You like it? Thank you, sis. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you for that. Yeah, where you at? You at home? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you. I'm on the radio. I'm going to call you back, okay? I'm on the radio. Yeah, go ahead. Amen. All right, sis. That's what we're going to do. I'll talk with you later. Okay. God bless you. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. So I'm sorry, people. I had another call. I'm getting all kind of calls today. Okay. Going back to the 613 laws, times and seasons, this part of the section of the 613 laws. These are times. These are things recorded in the Bible that we had to do and spend time to do. And it was certain times of the year that we had to do them to please the God of Israel, to please the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, it was certain times of the week, days, months, years that we had to do things to show that we are his people and he is our God. So law number 127, to count 49 days. Okay, we just did that one. You keep the door closed and they won't come in. That's your fault. You keep leaving it open. Your fault. Law number 128, to rest on Pentecost. Leviticus 23:21. To rest on Pentecost. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. You shall do no severe work therein. It should be a statue forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. This is law number 129, to rest on Pentecost. To rest on Pentecost. That's what it's talking about. The day of Pentecost is a Sabbath day. All the holy days are Sabbaths. That's why I said right there in Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments, what I read to you early, that you must remember the Sabbaths for the S. So you don't only have the seventh day every week, which is the holy day. You also have the holy days, which are also Sabbaths. That's why I say remember the Sabbaths. Remember the Sabbaths. So all the holy days are Sabbaths. And that's what law number 128 is telling us, to rest on Pentecost. That's Leviticus 23:21. And if I go up, you're going to see that it's talking about Pentecost. Just to prove it to you Christians, Feast of Weeks. Go to Leviticus 23:15 to read that. And then we're going to go back to Leviticus 23:21. You shall count unto you from the morrow, after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the way offering, seven Sabbaths you shall complete. So seven Sabbaths, 7 weeks, 7 weeks shall be complete. Okay? Sabbath means week. That's what Sabbath means, week. Let's go back down, and then it say, you see that? And then it say right here, 23. Leviticus 23:21 for law number 129:21. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be a holy convocation unto you. You shall do no servile work there. It should be a statue forever, and all your dwellings throughout your generation. So know, people, Pentecost, for you Christians and Gentiles and people that don't understand, Pentecost is a Sabbath. That's why you have to rest on that day, because it's the Sabbath. It's a holy day. All, again, the holy days were Sabbath. So no, you don't supposed to be going up in your pagan church, going from one church to the next church, talking about you celebrating Pentecost. Y'all going to have a revival and all of that because it's Pentecost. What scripture is that to you Christians right now? What scripture is that in the Torah, even in the New Testament, that tells you to go from one church to the next church to set up some kind of revivals and all that stuff on his holy day, Pentecost? And guess what? Y'all don't even have the correct day that you keep in Pentecost. You got to have a Hebrew calendar. You have to have a Hebrew calendar. You have to know when the new moons and stuff come in. The times and the seasons of the new moons come in. So you can understand what's a holy day to the God of Israel. And what days you need to keep and what you need to do. But because you people are so disconnected from the God of Israel, you don't understand. You want to say the Pentecost is whenever your law of the land done told you, your religious institutions, your theologian colleges done told you and taught you that it's Pentecost. Which your Pentecost don't have nothing to do with the God of Israel. Your Pentecost is paganism. It's paganism because you actually have to do things. You have to get the sheep ready. You have to have two lambs and, you know, give it to the priests. And okay, you have to do all of that. Cut the sheep and wave it. Give it to the priest and let him wave it to the God of Israel. The sheet is just grain. It was grain that the children of Israel had planted. And they had to wait for 7 weeks for it to be able to be, for, so they could be able to harvest the grain. They had to wait 7 weeks. It's got everything to do with Pentecost, 7 weeks. So no, people, it's all about having your own food. It's all about having your own fruit trees and food and grain and all of that so you can follow the God of Israel, the Creator, one that put you here the way that he want you to. And because you are tied up with the things of this world and you love the things in this world, you cannot love the God of Israel. Because he said, if any man love the world and the things that in it, that ain't nothing but your law and your system. How dwell the love of God in him? So law number 130, to rest on the Feast of Trumpets. To rest on the Feast of Trumpets. This is another holy day. Leviticus 23:24. Same chapter, Leviticus 23. Let's go down to the 24th verse. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath. And remember what I read to you right up here in Leviticus 23:21. Proclaiming that self-same day about the Feast of Weeks. It is a statue, he said right here, Leviticus 23:21. It is a statue forever. So how Jesus coming and being born going to change that? The God of Israel have already established that all the holy days, Pentecost, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Passover, First Fruits, Feast of Tabernacle, all and all the rest of them. This is a statue forever. And all your dwellings, wherever you go, children of Israel, you must remember the holy days. And you must keep them, and you must do them, and you must follow them throughout all your generations. So no, Jesus didn't He didn't change this. No, Jesus, your Jesus, he didn't stop this. No. No. He can't stop something that is that his God and his Father have already established for righteousness, that it is good. Okay, people? It's already established. Is that you people been so deceived and so bewitched and so docile that you don't understand? You don't understand what it is and what's going on and what you need to do. So you Christians, y'all totally off the chart. Y'all totally off the record. But what y'all think and believe, that you're not under the holy days no more, and you ain't got to keep them ceremonies no more because Jesus came. No. 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 That's just a lie that you've been believing and falling ever since you was a little boy and a little girl. Next scripture. Leviticus 23:24, to rest on the Feast of Trumpets. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7 months, I can hear some of y'all talking right now. Well, this is for the children of Israel. I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Hebrew. I'm a Gentile. Well, I don't care if you're a Hebrew, Israel, Gentile, whatever race and nationality that you is. If you're going to follow the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the real God, the creator, then you must keep his law. Speak unto the children of Israel. Feast of Trumpets. Let's go to Leviticus 23:23. And the highest spake unto Moses, saying, he didn't speak to no elders. You're never going to see no scripture in the Bible where the God of Israel spoke to elders. Never. Not when it's concerning what he wanted the children of Israel to do. By the fact the elders had to go to the prophet and the priest and talk to them to get direction and understanding. Speak unto the children of Israel, Leviticus 23:24, saying, in the 7 months and the first day of the month shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. What did I tell you? Feast of Weeks, a holy day, is a Sabbath. Look right here. Leviticus, to all the holy days are Sabbaths. So you people are way off what you supposed to be doing. Or what we supposed to be doing. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7 months, times and seasons, 7 months. See that? See how the God of Israel deal with time, deal with seasons? There were certain seasons that the children of Israel had to plant their fruit trees and their garden and their olive trees and all of that. He deal with times and seasons. The 7 months, you got to start from the month of Abib, which is the first month, which is the beginning of month. That's in March or April, depending how the new moon come in and present that. And present that. 364 days in a year. I don't want to give you wrong information, but you got to be able to determine what's the 7 month, what's the 2nd month, and what's the 1st month. Since we lost all our records, all our Hebrew documentation, all our Hebrew records, the Romans came to Jerusalem, the Greeks, the Babylonians, the Persians, all of them took our records and did what they wanted to do with them. Hid them, got them in caves or wherever they got it. We don't have our records. But it is a way. It is a way that you can try to determine what the 7 month is. So we're dealing with the 7 month. And the first, it say, speak unto the children of Israel, saying the 7 month. So you start with the month of Abib and count all the way to 7 months. So that would be March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Or April, May, June, July, August, September, October. October, somewhere up in there, it's the Feast of Trumpets. It's the Feast of Trumpets. Yeah. October is the Feast of Trumpets. Okay, people? The 7 month and the first day of the month. The first day of the 7 month, shall you have a Sabbath. See, you don't have to, they say, I mean, I've been hearing that the Hebrew Israelites, like GOCC, they teach that all the holy days fall on a Saturday, on a Saturday. All the holy days fall on a Saturday. All the holy days fall on a Saturday. I cannot say for 100% that that is true, because I don't have no other documentation from the Hebrew records or the Hebrew scrolls to back up what they are teaching. They said they fall in the book of Enoch, and he got it in there the way they calculate it. But again, this is man. You're dealing with man calculation. Unless the God of Israel speak in my ear or send his angels to talk to me and tell me when exactly is the Feast of Trumpets is, I can't say that I know for sure. So I observe, because I cannot follow man. I got to follow the God of Israel. But it is in October, okay? And it is a Sabbath. It is a Sabbath of rest. If it's on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever day that it is on. I don't have our records. I can't tell you the exact day. Unless I'm following man's calculation, and I don't want to do that no more. I already been through all that with religion and Christian church and Hebrew Israelite stuff. I don't want to do that no more. So, but it is, if it come on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's a Sabbath. It's a holy day according to Leviticus 23:24. It is a Sabbath and a memorial a blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. Feast of Weeks. Feast of Weeks. 50 Pentecost. The same thing that Peter now was keeping in the book of Acts. Deep, right? But it's true. Law number 5. Okay, people, I'm going to try to finish these. We have 12 more laws to finish out the section part of the law that we teaching today, that I'm teaching, time and season. We have 12 more. I'm going to try to get through those. And I do have some scriptures today that I would like to read. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read all of them today. I'm going to try to read at least two or three of them, okay? At least two or three of them. So law number 131, not to do work on the Feast of Trumpets. You can do no work on the holy day, Feast of Trumpet. We already read that, Leviticus 23:25, law number 132, to hear the sound of the trumpet, shofar, a ram horn. Law number 132, to hear the sound of the trumpet, Numbers 29:1. Let's go to that. In the 7 month, see that? That's the Feast Trumpets. In the 7 month, on the first day of the month, you should have a holy convocation, and you should do no servile work. It is a day of blowing of trumpets unto you. I don't know if a lot of Hebrew Israelites say it is true. I don't think a lot of them even keep that day. The main days they deal with is Passover, Unleavened Bread, Feast of Tabernacle, Day of Atonement, but it's a Sabbath. It's a holy convocation. It's a Sabbath. It's the 7 month, the first day of the month, is the Feast of Trumpets. The children of Israel, our ancestors, they used to blow a lot of trumpets. The ram's horn shofar. A lot of shofars they used to blow on that day. On that day. And look what he said. On that same day, that same holy day, the Feast of Trumpets, Numbers 29:2, and you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto Ahiah. One young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year without blemish. No, you Hebrew Israelites, y'all not doing that. You pollute, and you can't say, oh, Jesus came. The Son of God came. And he was the ultimate sacrifice, and we don't have to keep that part of the law no more. Y'all people are very, very, very wrong to even think that in your minds. He said it's a statue forever throughout your generations. Law number 133, to fast on the Day of Atonement. Leviticus 23:7. Let's go to that holy day. Leviticus 23:7. Now I think people, I'm gonna stop right there, people. I'm just gonna read two more, and we're gonna pick it up. Excuse me. Let me see how much time I have, Pete. Yeah, I think I'm going to stop right there. And we're just going to pick it up Saturday. We will pick it up Saturday, okay? We're going to pick it up Saturday right here at law number 134 of the 613 laws. Leviticus 23:29. We're going to pick it up Saturday to finish times and seasons. Part of the law. We will finish Saturday. Because now I got some other things I need to do. And the dietary law is coming up after that. The next section of the 613 laws, after we finish times and seasons, is the dietary laws. Okay? So right now, I'm going to read you three scriptures out of the Bible. Three Bible verses out of the Bible. Luke 4:16. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching. All 613 laws in the Bible. God's law. So we're going to look at Luke. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisha. Luke 4:16. Let's go to that. Just to finish this today. Luke 4:16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. We're in the New Testament now, to establish and show you that all the disciples, the Son of God, kept the law. When he walked the earth, he kept the law. And after he died, his disciples, y'all call them apostles, kept the law. Luke 4:16. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He did not go into the synagogue on no Sunday. On the Sabbath day. And yeah, when Mary and Martha and all them went to the grave site, it was the first day of the week. That's what the Bible say. Look up the word first in the Greek, so you can understand that it say one Sabbath day. One Sabbath day that they went to the grave site. You don't say nothing about no Sunday. And that's how they deceived y'all, especially y'all Christians and y'all Gentiles. That's how they deceive y'all, telling y'all that the word first right there, when they went to the grave site, Mary and Martha and all them, when he resurrected, means Sunday. No, when you pull the word first up in the Greek, I need you Christians to do this now. But the God of Israel want to show you truth now. When you pull up that word first in the Greek, it say one Sabbath day. No, people. No. Sunday ain't got nothing to do with the God of the Hebrew nation at all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And his custom now, his law, what he had to do, his manner, the things he had to follow, mean custom. His custom was he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. That's what he had to do. He couldn't go in the synagogue on a Sunday. He had to go in on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, the scrolls, wasn't no Bible, it was scrolls, Hebrew records, Hebrew scrolls. You just got a translated version of the Hebrew scrolls. And that's why they was able to put injections and things that's in your Bible that don't even supposed to be there. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet, Isaiah, 66 books. 6 have everything to do with Satan. You have, come on, people, I ain't going to even go there. That's something else. And he opened the book. He found the place where it was written. So I ain't going to go into that either. The Spirit of the Lord, and he anointed them and all that. I'm just trying to show you that the Son of God entered the temple, the synagogue, on the Sabbath day. Okay, people? Excuse me. Sabbath in the Greek is Greek number 4521. For Sabbath, right here, Luke 4:16, the Sabbath, that is Shabbat, or day, or weekly repose from secular or ovocations. Also, the observance of an institution itself. Who instituted? The God of Israel. When he created this earth, he rested on the seventh day. He didn't rest on no Sunday. That could never, ever be changed by no one. Your rulers of this earth tried to change it. They want to mimic and they want to set their God Satan up so everybody can worship and run to him. And okay? So, yes. Next scripture, people. Luke 2:39. And after that, I got one more and I'm going to say, talk to y'all Saturday if I can. My kid, Luke 2:39. Luke chapter 2, people, verse 39. The Bible teaches something totally different from what y'all people know. Luke 2:39. And when they had performed all things according to the law, Ahia, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. Who is they? Who is they? Mary and Joseph, the mother and the father of the Son of God in earth. Luke 20, verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace of God. And the grace of God was upon him. Yes. That grace was eternal life was upon him. That's the grace that was upon him to bring forth eternal life to the children of Israel first, and then the Jews second. And when they had performed, when they had did what they supposed to do, Mary and Joseph, let's go up here. Let's go up to verse 38 of Luke 2. That's when they was, okay. That's Anna when she was in the temple fasting day and night. Verse 38 of Luke 2. And she coming in the instant gave thanks likewise unto. This is when the Son of God was born. And they had to take him and present him in the temple to the God of Israel as it is written under the law. So that's why I say right here. And when they had performed all things according to the law. Yes, Mary kept the law. Joseph kept the law. Everybody kept the law. But you people in this earth want to be lawless and say that you serve God and God is your father. And God is with you. Absolutely not. He's absolutely not, people. 3 some million people don't die in a year and a half from COVID-19. 3.8 some million. No, you're not following the God of Israel. And when they have performed all things according to the law of Ahia, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew. Who is that child? The Son of God. Yeshua is his name. Yeshua. And excuse me, people. Excuse it. In the Hebrew, it means my Savior. And the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Next scripture. Last one. Acts 13:14. Last scripture, people. Acts 13:14 verse. This is Barnabas and Saul. Barnabas and Paul, Acts 31. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. No, Acts 13:14. I'm sorry. Let me go all the way down to the 14th verse. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch and Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue said unto them, said, okay. So yes, we're going to stop right here, people. We're going to stop right here. Let me go to Acts 18:21. Let me go to Acts 18:21 because I want to show you that Paul not only kept the law, but he also kept the holy days. And guess what? This is after the resurrection. The Son of God going back to sit on the right hand of God, and look what they was doing. They were still teaching the law. They were still following the Torah. Acts 18, so the Son of God being resurrected and all that, he did not fulfill the law. He did not fulfill that. He fulfilled what was wrote about him. You still got to keep it, people. The law ain't done away with because the Son of God died and was resurrected. And that's what you Christians believe. Acts 18:21. It's a retarded world, man. Retarded people. So retarded in this world. Excuse me, people. My allergies is really up. Let's go at verse 20. Matter of fact, let me go right here to verse 18 of Acts. Chapter 18, verse 18. And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence into Syria. That same Syria, but you see they fighting over there right now in the Middle East. That's the same Syria that Apostle Paul was in ancient times. Over there in that area. Over there in that area, people. Asia. It's a Greek number 4947. Syria. That is Tyria, a region of Asia. So Paul sailed into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head, he shaved his head, they say, and Chachere, for he had a vow. Verse 19, Acts 18. And he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. On the Sabbath day he did it, after the Son of God had went back to his Father. They were still keeping the law. They were still keeping the holy days. They were still observing time and seasons according to the law. And it came to pass to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and reasoned with the Jews. So Paul was not only for the Gentiles, like you Christians believe. He was also call for the Jews also. Jews and Gentiles. If you don't believe me, go back and read when he fell off the horse and the mandate that the God of Israel told Ananias. So it wasn't just the Gentiles that Paul was after. He was after the Jews, the Hebrews, and the Gentiles. when they, Acts 18:20, when they desire him to tarry longer time with them, he could send it now. He said, no, I got to go. But bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus. So he told them in Ephesus, in Syria, in Asia, that he had to leave because he had to go to Jerusalem and keep the peace. You know what it say, people? Let me help y'all right here. Let me help you Christians and you Gentiles right here. You don't know the Bible. You think you know the Bible. You think you understand the Bible. You think that you follow the doctrine the Son of God came and presented in this earth. You think. Acts 18:21. But bid them farewell, said, I must. You see what Paul said? Ain't nobody going to keep me from keeping the holy day that I must keep in Jerusalem. He was already over there all the way in Asia. He had to sail all the way back to Jerusalem to keep the holy day. This is way after the Son of God went back to the Father. This was way after Paul got kicked off the horse and the Son of God, Yeshua, talked to him and told him to go to Straight Street, and a man named Ananias was going to come and talk to him. This way after Acts 18:21 is what I'm reading, Christians and Hebrews. He said, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus. He sailed from Ephesus, is a city in Asia Minor. Asia is India today. That's what they call it. Modern name, India. But look at this passage right here, this Bible verse. I must by all means keep this feast. It's Greek number 1859 for the word feast. You know what it say, people? Greek number 1859 for feast. See, y'all people think Paul and Peter and all of, you know, they didn't really keep the holy day. They wasn't really under the law. Because Christ came and destroyed the law, y'all say. Feast right here in Acts 18:21. Greek number 1859. Paul said, I must leave Asia and go back to Jerusalem. Because I must keep this holy day. I must keep this feast day. So don't say you following Paul, Christians. Don't say you upholding Paul and what Paul believed and what Paul did. No, you people are not. Paul kept the law. It didn't matter where he was. It didn't matter what he was doing. He had to make it back to Jerusalem so he can keep the holy day. Just like on the day of Pentecost when Peter and them was looking at when the Son of God was took away on the cloud, he told them, you must go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise. And guess what? That was on the day of Pentecost. That was a holy day. That was a feast day. They had to return to Jerusalem to keep Pentecost. Paul had to return to Jerusalem to keep the feast day, the holy day. So don't you ever, ever say that again, Gentile. Don't you ever, ever say that again, Christian, that the law is done away with and that you not under the holy days, you under grace. Don't ever let the God of Israel hear that pagan, satanic stuff come out your mouth ever again. Greek number. For Acts 18:21, keep this feast. I must go to Jerusalem. Greek number 1859 for feast. A festival. What have I been telling you people? Since I've been on this platform this morning, what have I been telling you? That the children of Israel had holy days that they had to keep, feast days, and festivals. It say the word feast right here, where Paul said he got to go back. There's no way possible that he's going to break the holy day. He got to go back. He got to keep the law. He had to keep the law. You people been deceived. There's no such thing as the law is done away with. That's what the law of the land taught you. Madness and wickedness. I'm getting ready to leave. Greek number 1859 for feast. This feast. It's a festival. Feast. Holy day. You don't believe me, Christian? Go to Acts 18:21 and pull up the Greek number for this feast. It's Greek number 1859. It say a fest, holy day. Paul kept all of the holy days that's written up in the Old Testament, that's written up in Leviticus 23, that's written up in Deuteronomy. He kept all the holy days. He kept Abib. He kept fast first fruits. He kept Feast of Tabernacles, Passover and unleavened bread and all the rest of it. It's a holy day, people. Holy day. In the Greek number 1859. So tell all your leaders, all your pastors and all of them that's been teaching you for generations that the law is done away and that Jesus came and fulfilled the law and that Paul was under grace and Paul didn't keep no holy days. And Paul, they keep no law. Tell them all that they are liars. And that's why your church is closed right now. And that's why all your pagan parades are shut down right now. The law of the land, all your pagan parades and all the pagan stuff you do on your holidays, the God of Israel shut you down. You can try to open it up. You can try to open up this world. That's what you're going to be doing. Trying. Government and all the rest of y'all. Trying. Told you a long time ago. it ain't going to happen, people. Because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, it's his time now. Your time is over. Your pagan churches, they all closed. Your pagan parades, they closed. All, everything closed. Because the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he have festivals that we supposed to be keeping, parades, to represent him and the earth. You Hebrew Israelites can set out. You black Hebrews, they call y'all. Set down somewhere because y'all ain't doing nothing. You don't represent the God of Israel, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You represent the gods of your religions. That's who you represent, the God of your religions. Sit down. Sit down. Paul kept the holy day. He said, I got to go. Ain't nobody going to stop me from going back to Jerusalem to keep the festival, the holy day is say, in the Greek number, 1859. Let me pull up the word Jerusalem right here, people. Because a lot of y'all been taught that Jerusalem is in Canada and it's over here, and it's over there. You don't know where it is because your leaders don't know. They dumb leaders. That's what the Bible call them, dumb leaders. The blind leading the blind. You blind and they blind. Who you think he's talking about? Who do you think he's talking about, the Son of God in the Bible, when he said the blind leading the blind and you dumb leaders? He's talking about you people. That's who he's talking about. You Christians. And all the rest of y'all, Hebrew Israelites, all of y'all. Y'all are dumb leaders. And you got dumb people following you, and you dumb. And you blind, and you can't see nothing, and they can't see nothing. All they can see is their Christian church, and they serve Sabbath service, and that's it. Y'all can't see nothing else. So Acts 18:21, I'm going to look up the word Jerusalem. Let me read it again in my closing out. But bade them farewell, said, I must by all means keep this feast, this holy day, that come in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you. So let me look at the word Jerusalem right here, people. You see what it says for the word Jerusalem in Acts 18:21. Let me show you where Jerusalem is located at. Because you Christians ain't figured it out yet. Y'all think that's Jerusalem over there where them Jewish people at. No, that's not Jerusalem. That is not Jerusalem. That's a place that they created and built in 1945. When they went over there in the Middle East to say that they was the real Jews coming home. No, that is not the real Jerusalem. So the word Jerusalem right here in Acts 18:21 is Greek number 2414. It say that is Jerusalem, the capital of Palestine. Jerusalem. You see where all that war over there with Israel and Israelis and the Palestine? Up in there somewhere. In the mountains somewhere, up in there, is Jerusalem. And that's why you got Nahahu and whoever they call them, Israelis, fighting over that land. They want Palestine so bad because they know that that's the real Jerusalem over there. They know it. They know it. And the people that live in Palestine know it also, that it is an ancient city and an ancient place that had ancient people called Hebrew Israelites that lived there many, 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 many generations ago and centuries. So with that, people, I'm finished. And I will talk to y'all Saturday if I can. We're going to pick it up right here at law number 134 for time and season. That section of the law, we're going to finish Saturday if I'm here, times and season. We're going to pick it up, law number 134. I don't have no news articles to read to you today. So with that, people, I'll talk to y'all later. I'll talk to y'all later. And next time I come on to finish showing you that Paul kept the holy days, I'm going to go to another scripture. I'm going to go to another scripture in the New Testament to show you that. Talk to y'all later.